Brother Garrett Mullins.
Bless you, brother. Make yourself at home.
We need our spirit-filled preachers to teach us right from wrong. We need our old-fashioned seekers who'll pray all night long. We need some good gospel singing to help us go another mile. The church will triumph and go home in a little while. It'll be worth it after all. It'll be worth it after all. After all of these trials, we'll hear Jesus call. It'll be worth it after all.
Bless you, brother.
It'll be worth it after all. After all of this climbing, it'll be worth it after all.
Amen.
If you're down in the valley, prayer is all I can do.
Yeah.
And when the Lord sends deliverance and strengthens you. Now if you're up on the mountain and you see me struggling along, lift my name up to Jesus. Let's help each other make it home. It'll be worth it after all. It'll be worth it after all. After all of these trials, we'll hear Jesus call. It'll be worth it after all. It'll be worth it after all. After all of this climbing, it'll be worth it after all.
Amen, preacher.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Y'all pray for me. I've seek the Lord's face all day long. I told Brother Kevin coming over. I'm fit between two messages up on my heart.
Yeah, preach close.
But I want God to have His way here. I can't do nothing. I'm less than nothing tonight apart from Jesus Christ tonight. But God's laid something on my heart. I don't know about it. Nobody's heart here. The heart I know is mine today.
And
I don't know why God's laid this on my heart, but praise God. There has to be a reason tonight.
Amen, son.
Bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Tom.
I'm going to be reading out of. It's actually Samuel, 1 Samuel, 25th. Let's see. The 25th verse, 1 Samuel, the 14th verse. But I want to kind of set the stage before I read here. We find David here in Carmel. He's running from Saul, praise God. God's done anointing to be king, but he's not took the throne yet, Brother Kevin.
Yeah.
And we find David here in Carmel, and praise God, he hears that Nabal is shearing sheep down in Maon, and he sends 10 servants down to Nabal. And ask him, would you please send us out some food? Praise God, we need some for our men. David had 600 men with him. And praise God, he told him, he said, go into praise God to Nabal's house. I want you to bless Nabal. I want you to bless his house. I want you to bless everything that Nabal's got. Praise God. And you know, praise God, he sent out 10 servants to Nabal right here. Praise God. And Nabal, he goes down there. Praise God to his servants go down there to Nabal there in Maon. And when he gets down there, he told him, he said, bless him. Praise God. He said, listen to you. Your shepherds were out there with us. Praise God. We have kept them. Praise God. Listen to me. He said, we have took nothing from them. Praise God. We were good to them. and pray God move like a wall unto them by night and by day. And this tummy, he got down there and he said, he spoke peace, brother, to him down there. But you listen to me, pray God. And when he gets down there, pray God, and he tells him his stuff, and listen to me. And they all says, who is David? Who is Jesse? Let me tell you something right now. It's amazing to me. Pray God they wouldn't know who David was after he went in and killed the Philistines. Praise old God, Goliath there with the one stone and a sling. Pray God, it's amazing to me. One of the richest men in the county, he didn't know this man called David. And he said, who's Jesse? Pray God, we're living in a time. Pray God, they say, who's Jesus? Who's God? They don't want to hear what the preacher's got to say. Pray God, they're turning a deaf ear to God's word, to God's man, what he's doing. Pray God. But I'm going to tell you something right now. You're living on dangerous grounds, my friend. If you keep turning God away time and time again.
Amen.
That's what I'm telling you right now. There'll come a time. Pray God. He'll harden your heart, my friend. I don't know everybody's heart, but I believe, brother, there comes a time when God just says, I'm tired of you. Listen to me. I want to read a few scriptures. I've got a bless. Like I said, in the 25th chapter of 1 Samuel, the Bible says, but one of the young men told Abigail, pray about Nabal's wife, saying, behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to slew our master, and he railed on them. But the men were very good unto us, and we were not hurt, neither missed we anything, as long as we were conservant with them. And when we were in the fields, they were a wall unto us, both night and day. All the while we were with them, keeping sheep. Now therefore know and consider what thou wilt do. He's talking, the servant's talking to Abigail, for evil is determined against our master and against all his household, for he is such a son of Balaam that a man cannot speak to him. I'm telling you right now, listen to me. Pray God, when you get do you won't listen to a man of God, when you won't listen to what God is trying to tell you, you in danger. Pray God, and you know, listen to me right now. And old Abigail, he had a wonderful wife. The Bible says she was a beautiful countenance. She was in great understanding. She was a virtue. A woman read the story about her and listen to me. She loved her husband. Pray God, and she listened to me. Unknowns to Nabal. Pray God, she said. They said she got 200 loaves of bread, 2 bottles of wine. She had dressed, took 5 dressed sheep. Pray God, and she took 100 clusters of raisins. Pray God, 200 pigs, cakes down. And she loaded them on the ashes, and she headed down to meet David. Oh, David, in the meantime, he said, 400 you men, you got your sword on. Pray God, we will be in Nabal,
that's right,
in the house, and all he has before morning.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Listen to me. He said, you owe 200. You buy with the stud. Pray God, we were good to them. Pray God, we hurt none of them. You know, listen, David could have took a Nabal sheep, couldn't
he? It's sure good.
Good.
But he didn't do that. He told her, she told her servant, she said, you listen to me, you run ahead of me. Pray God, for I know, pray God, the evil is determined against my Lord. Pray God. And they went ahead, and the Bible says, and when she got to Nabal, David, the Bible says, pray God, she laid off my ass, and she fell upon her
knees,
upon her face, before David, and began to beg for Nabal's wife.
For me.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Brothers, pray God, there are people this time. There are people, and we got them right in our church, Brother Kevin. Pray God, their wives come Sunday. After Sunday, their husbands will not bow to the church door.
Sure do.
Amen.
Her wives love them. They come and pray for them. Their children come and pray for them. But they will not listen to a man of God. They won't listen.
Amen.
God, but I'm telling you right now, there will come a time when God will shut them off.
Amen.
Sure will. I pray God. You ain't playing games with God. God gave us a hand. Let the glories of heaven come down here and give His life for us. And pray God, He's not going to be made a mockery of.
That's right.
She comes down there, pray God, and she begins to beg for her, and they lost her life, and she don't. She already knows. Listen to me. She knew who David was.
Oh, yeah.
Who Jesse was. Pray God. That's what I'm saying. It's a boy, he had a deaf ear. Did not know who David was.
Amen.
If his wife knew, he ought to know, right?
Sure should have. Live in the same house. Amen.
You know why he didn't know? He turned a deaf ear.
That's right.
To God. He turned a deaf ear to his wife. He turned a deaf ear to David's servants.
Yes, sir.
He turned a deaf ear to his own servants.
Amen.
Amen, yeah.
Amen, preacher.
Until, listen to me. One thing Nabal didn't have. Praise God. His will was never broken.
That's right, brother. Never was.
You'll never get saved. Praise God. You get this will of this old man.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Stubborn
us
out of the way, buddy.
Amen.
Amen,
yeah. Brother Garrett.
You know something else? The Bible says he's very wealthy, but.
Yeah, buddy.
God bless him.
But you know his wealth never satisfied
him?
No. I don't care what you own in this life. Praise God, you'll never be satisfied. There's an empty place in a man's heart. I believe every man, a woman, a boy, a girl, today only Jesus can feel.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
His wealth never satisfied him. We know he had a faithful wife.
Yeah.
He had a faithful wife.
Bless the Lord.
That loved him. With great understanding.
Yeah.
He doesn't see. Pray God she had great understanding. Pray God she loved her husband. And she knew. Pray God that death was coming against him.
That's right.
Amen. She went out and pleaded. Pray God the king of his life.
Beg some mercy on him. Yeah.
Amen.
Turn this around. There are husbands out there that's got lost wife that are praying for them today.
Sure. That's right, brother. We got some of them too, brother.
Right. Wife can't hear it.
Yeah.
Never a time. I pray God my life. Have I seen a time like now? Where people don't want to adorn the church doors. They don't want to hear it from God.
No.
They don't want to hear it from God's man. They're going about establishing their own ways. Calling evil good. And pray God. I tell you right now. Pray God. God will shut them off.
Amen.
God. Listen to me. Oh, Nabal. Pray God. The Bible says that they... Abigail, she got home with David. She went back home and prayed God on Nabal. I was having a feast.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, he set a big feast up. He was getting, he was drunk.
Drunk,
Murray, at heart. I'm going to tell you, my friend, right now, if you'll hear what God's got to say, I want you to enjoy your life because this is the best place.
Amen.
You go ahead and enjoy it. If you don't want to hear what God's got to say to you, go ahead enjoy it.
That's right.
I mean it.
That's right. That's straight, buddy.
It's the best you're going to have.
I see. I got family. I pray God I grew up with. I drank 7 days a week. I pray God they got no mind of God. They don't want to hear what a man of God's got to say. I pray God. And you know, I go by. I drive by from work every day and I say, Lord, I pray God forgive me. I don't know what they're doing. I pray God. I'm telling you right now. I pray God, unless they get in and some good old gospel preaching. I pray God for the anointing and the power of God is. I pray God they'll die.
Amen.
And hell will be their home.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right,
that's
right,
brother.
Yes, sir.
Bless the Lord.
But if they don't want to listen to God, you know what? Go ahead and enjoy yourself.
That's
you
right.
Better, my friend.
Right.
You better.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to get.
Because this will be your heaven.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's truth.
She gets home.
Solid dog.
She gets home. He's very hard. She don't need food. Tell him what.
Yeah.
She wakes till the morning.
Yeah.
She goes down and tells him.
That's right.
What she done.
Yeah.
Bible says his heart died in him.
Yeah,
buddy. Amen.
Boy, it's a bad state to get in.
Yeah.
I've seen him like that, brother.
You don't have to leave here before your heart can die in you. You can reject God and turn him away so many times. I don't know when that point is.
No.
I have no idea when that point is.
We don't, brother.
But I believe there are people, men, women, boys and girls in this land, that God has turned them over to the hardest of heart.
That's your heart, brother.
Believe a lie and be dead.
Yes,
I believe
that.
Amen.
I
believe that.
That's the Bible,
brother.
What it says.
Bible says he become as a stone.
Yes.
God. That's scary. He become as a stone.
I have seen something like that, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
And the Bible says after 10 days, God smote him.
Yeah.
And he died.
Yeah.
God's done it.
Amen.
God's done it. But I got to think, about it. Dayton was God's man.
Sure was.
Bible says he was a man out of God's own heart. And he sent word down there to his house and said, peace to you.
That's right.
And to your house and to all you people.
Yes.
And that's what God done for us.
Amen.
He's bringing folk peace in their heart. He's saying folk peace in their heart.
Yeah.
And you know what? Nabal had that
goodness. Amen.
Yes.
It's offered to him, sure could.
But he turned it away.
That's right. Amen.
He rejected it. I love y'all tonight. Appreciate you praying. Prayer.
Amen.
I come in here as nervous as a train wreck. Scared to
death.
You know what? That's the way I want to keep it to.
Amen, preacher.
I'm glad you were.
Amen, preacher.
You know what? It's a shame to say, but I'll tell you the scary thing.
I thought, Lord, I'm just complicated team.
You know, God, sometimes God gives me a message on Saturday or Sunday, a Friday or Wednesday. Sometimes, Lord, I'm sitting right there. I'm asleep before he gets to it.
Bless your heart,
brother. You know, he keeps us hanging on.
That's right, brother.
It's so sad that people won't listen to what God's telling them.
Amen.
My heart and desire in prayer is that nobody would die.
Bless your heart. Yes. Amen, preacher.
Time I've been standing here, it's going to tell me how many stepped out into heaven.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We got no light. We had no promise at the moment. We had no promise, Brother Kevin, we'll get home.
No, we don't, brother. We might pull out here or not. That's right.
But I love
you. Amen.
Enjoy the fellowship.
Thank the Lord. Thank you.